Section 6, the experimentation hands-on room. Now that you've seen some early examples of airplanes, it's time to learn a little more about what makes them fly. The experimentation room has activities for children and adults of all ages. Here you can see examples of various propellers, wing ribs, and engines that contributed to the history of aviation. Be sure to try out the demonstration of the Bernoulli effect on the far left wall. This is one of the main principles underlying the theory of flight. The idea is the faster the air moves over an object, the less pressure there is pushing on it. Conversely, the slower the air moves, the more pressure is exerted. On an airplane, air moves faster over the top of the wing and slower underneath, creating lift. The "How Does an Airplane Fly?" exhibit demonstrates this principle. In the middle of the back wall, take a look at the museum's very own wind tunnel, modeled after the one the Wright brothers made to test different wing shapes. Give it 2 minutes to warm up, and then use the lever at the top to change the angle of the airfoil, or wing. Notice how the different angles change the flow of air over the wing. While we're on the subject, check out the flow tank along the outer left wall. Use the magnets to see how air would flow over the different shapes inside. Now put everything that you've learned to the test by taking control of our simulator and fly right out of College Park Airport. Whether you like to do arts and crafts or learn about the physics of flight, the experimentation room has it all.